Now let's lead off with Bloomington City Manager Tim Gleason saying he's proud of the work he and the City Council have accomplished in the first year on the job. WGLT's Eric Stock looks back at Gleason's first 12 months and looks ahead to year two.
Gleason says the council meetings have become more focused, in part because staff has helped the council do its homework before casting votes.
I'm convinced they were not being prepped adequately, and some things played out in the council floor that otherwise could have been prevented, which is not suggesting unanimous votes.
One of Gleason's most pressing tasks in year two will be naming a new police chief. He and a committee he appointed interviewed 8 candidates from among more than 60 applicants. There's no timeline for when he plans to fill the post. Gleason says the city has an excellent police department, but says he's not ruling out hiring an external candidate.
There is so much going on nationally with policing an outside candidate could emerge as the candidate. For those reasons, it's a different look.
Gleason named 2 assistant chiefs to serve in the interim chief role in succeeding months. Gleason says both Greg Scott and Dan Donath applied for the chief's job, and he says that seemed the most fair way to handle it. Gleason adds he believes the department's policy for handling immigrations and customs enforcement that former Chief Clay Wheeler implemented last year was satisfactory in protecting undocumented immigrants, and he doesn't consider that to be an issue as the city hires a new chief.
When I think of priorities for this incoming police chief, that's not one of them. That's one where I'm satisfied that the police department currently operates in a way that they should.
And Gleason adds State Farm's recent announcement that it's planning to demolish its former headquarters downtown has sparked interest that he hopes will lead to another solution.
There does seem to be renewed interest. People that were sort of standing on the sidelines and were assuming that something was going to happen, maybe they get more involved in the conversation, and we'll see where we land on this.
Gleason says the best option would be for a private company to take over the building, but he says nothing is off the table. I'm Eric Stock.